The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of July. I am going to read this exactly how it is presented, in the order that it is presented. And this particular newsletter is fairly long, so hopefully I'll have time in my 58-minute slot to get to everything that's important to y'all. Here we go, on the front page. Dear Lyons, as your district governor for 2021-2022, I know that we will be successful in building the future of Lyonism together. So far, I have visited the Garner Lyons Club, July 7th, Warrenton Lyons Club, July 13th, Apex Lyons Club, July 15th, Raleigh Hosts Lions Club, the 19th, Seaboard Lions Club, the 20th, Wake Forest Lions Club, the 22nd, and the Roanoke Rapids Lions Club, the 27th, and the Henderson Lions Club on the 29th. During the month of August, I will be planning and observing. Hopefully, you have planned your activities for the year. Thanks to the GLT, Lion Maggie, GMT, PDG Lion Nathan Medlin, GST, PDG Lion Steve McLaurin, 1st VDG Lion Joe Starling, 2nd VDG Lion Lorraine Dixon, Cabinet Secretary PDG Lion Barbara Beltran, and Cabinet Treasurer PDG Lion Rob Beltran for putting together our three leadership training sessions. Thanks to the 1st Flight Lions Club and Wake Forest Lions Club for hosting two of the sessions, and thanks to Zoom for hosting the third session. Congratulations to the Lions that received awards at the District 31S Awards and Installation Banquet held at the Pilot Lions Den. The Pilot Lions know how to host a successful banquet. To all of the incoming officers, remind yourselves three times a day, I am, I can, I've got this. Monthly health hint. For breakfast, try unsweetened bran cereal topped with berries. Lyons, please send me a list of your fundraisers and activities that your club is planning so I can add them to the district's calendar of events. We can help each other with these projects. Have a heart, do your part. Please consider donating to Campaign 100, Brighter Visions, and or purchase Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. As of July 15th, District 31S had 972 total members. The Franklinton Lions Club celebrated its 83rd anniversary on July 22nd, 2021, and is the oldest club in the district. Laugh out loud. My umbrella broke in half, but it's okay. There's only a 50% chance of rain. Song of the Month, Oh Happy Day, is a 1967 gospel music arrangement of the 1755 hymn by clergyman Philip Doddridge. Recorded by the Edwin Hawkins Singers, it became an international hit in 1969. Tomorrow will be a better day. We need to trust each other. Make a great day. Catch the spirit. Give from the heart. Please keep PDG Sherman Leathers, PDG Andy Lilliston, and PDG Rhett White in your prayers. Let me know of anyone that should be added or removed from the prayer list. There will be a Pilot Lions Club blood drive. The Pilot Lions Club will host a blood drive on August 31st, 2021. The Red Cross is desperately in need of blood donations. Please consider giving. The Pilot Lions Club blood drive number is 27597. However, you can give any time by signing up at www.redcrossblood.org. In the Find a Blood Drive search field, type in your zip code to find the nearest location to that zip code. Calling All Administrators by Lyons John Lind. We need your help. You probably already know that District 31S has a website, http://nclyons31s.org. Although the website has tremendous potential, we are not yet taking full advantage of it, and some information updates are needed. To remedy this situation, as IT Committee Chair, I am seeking volunteers to join the IT Committee and help update our website. You are probably wondering what that would involve, so allow me to elaborate just a bit. I can see a need for people who have author or edit articles for web posts, collect information about clubs in the district, like their websites and meeting times, and help keep information on the website up to date. Keep an eye on the calendar and make sure that the calendar gets updated with accurate information as it becomes available, and other tasks as well. If you have suggestions, we would like to hear those as well. Depending on your level of skill and comfort with technology, I will do my best to find a good role for anyone who is willing to help. Even if you have no technical skill at all and just want to help collect information and email someone else to update it online, we can still use your help. One of the advantages of serving on the IT committee is that all of the work can be done from the comfort of your own home, and all of our meetings will be online, so there will be no travel requirements at all. If you are interested in learning more, please contact me, but please try to avoid calling during regular work hours from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. His number is 919-924-9169. Again, his name is John Lind. NCLI Fellowship Opportunities. North Carolina Lions Incorporated has several opportunities for individuals and/or clubs to recognize fellow Lions or community members who have supported our Lions Club's goals and objectives. NCLI Ambassador Jack Stickley Fellowship, William L. Woolard Partner in Service Fellowship, and Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope Fellowship. NCLI Ambassador is the newest funding category and has been created to assist in funding programs and services of NCLI. It is a progressive recognition with five levels. The first donation level is $500, and four installments of no less than $250 may be made toward a progressive NCLI Ambassador. Installment payments must be completed in no less than 2 years from the date of the first installment. This recognition is available to everyone and may be purchased by individuals, clubs, or family members. All NCLI ambassador funds will be placed in a non-restricted account and will be a major source for funding NCLI services and programs. The oldest and best known of these is the Jack Stickley Fellowship. This fellowship requires a donation of $500, and this money goes to an endowment, and only the interest can be used to defray the administrative expenses of NCLI. The Stickley Fellowship is not being recommended because it is an endowment. It is an endowment, and only a small percentage of the money can be used. The William L. Woolard Partner in Service Fellowship requires a $100 entry-level donation. There are six more donation levels requiring $200 or $250 for each level, or a total donation of $1,500. 25% of these donations go to NCLI, and the rest to an endowment. The Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope Fellowship has five levels of participation. Each level requires a donation of $200, bringing the total donation to all levels to $1,000. All of this money is earmarked to support the programs and services of Camp Dogwood. Because of this, it is recommended by NCLI as an immediate source of usable income. There are two other ways to recognize others while helping NCLI: honorariums and memorials, which can be given in any amount at any time. Honorariums can be given to anyone, including those who support your club or the Lions mission. Consider a donation instead of a gift for birthdays or other special occasions, or in recognition of those folks who present programs at your club meetings. Memorials are self-explanatory. Both of these donation categories can be given in any amount and can be designated as part of your club's Brighter Visions goal. North Carolina Lions Red Cross Outreach. Dear North Carolina Lions, hurricane season is here, and we at the American Red Cross depend on members of the community like you to help us prepare and distribute sanitary kits, serve meals, and other jobs that will help those who are misplaced during disasters. We would like to know if your club is willing and ready to step up and be a part of this life-saving response. If so, please email me the following information for your club. And this person is Elizabeth Grant. And her email address is Elizabeth Grant, and Elizabeth is spelled ELISABETH dot GRANT at redcross.org. Elizabeth Grant. So please email me the following information for your club: primary contact phone, primary contact email, secondary contact phone, and secondary contact email. Thank you in advance for your commitment and support. If you're interested in having a Red Cross speaker share information on disaster preparedness, our mission, and volunteer opportunities with you, please let me know. Rise Against Hunger. Rise Against Hunger is on the road to end hunger by 2030, aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Goal Number 2 of Zero Hunger. From the implementation of sustainable community development projects to their meal packaging program that harnesses the passion of local volunteers, they strive to make an impact on hunger by building resilience, self-sufficiency, and empowerment in communities worldwide. Here are three ways they're accomplishing this goal. Nourishing lives, or safety nets. While long-term food security projects take root, vulnerable communities still need to meet their basic needs today. They support safety net programs that provide nourishment as well as education, skills training, or health services that support the difficult journey out of poverty. Their volunteer-packaged meals support children's attendance at school, incentivize adults to learn a new trade, or bolster clinic patients' health in order to lift entire communities for years to come. Responding to emergencies or crisis relief. From droughts to floods in conflict zones and transitioning political situations, food is often the most immediate need. When everyday access to food, wages, and market systems are destroyed in the wake of emergencies, Rise Against Hunger works through a network of in-country partners to address these needs. Rise Against Hunger strives to ensure aid is efficiently and effectively deployed to and received by communities when it is needed most. Empowering communities, agriculture and income-generating initiatives. They bolster agricultural production and incomes through programs promoting improved agricultural methods, business skills, and market access. With training and access to quality seeds and fertilizers, farmers can increase production and harvest a variety of nutritious crops. By supporting fish and livestock production, they provide pathways to diversifying diets and improving nutritional outcomes. Through income-generating activities, they help individuals increase their earning potential and consistent access to food. Recycling projects. North Carolina Lions Incorporated is still recycling eyeglasses, hearing aids, and cell phones. In the case of eyeglasses, please send the eyeglasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses only. No cases are needed. All eyeglasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses are sent to a recycling center for distribution. Hearing aids and cell phones. Please send hearing aids only, no cases, batteries, or chargers. For cell phones, please send the cell phone only, no chargers or cases. These are recycled, and the money raised goes to offset a week camp at Camp Dogwood for deaf and blind and visually impaired adults each fall. The 2021 VIP fishing tournament was canceled due to COVID-19. The 2021 North Carolina VIP fishing tournament, scheduled for October 18th to 20th, has been canceled due to public health concerns related to COVID-19. The VIP fishing tournament governing board made the difficult decision in the interest of protecting its vulnerable participants and volunteers. If you have already submitted your application and paid your registration fee, you'll be receiving a refund. The decision to cancel the event was not made easily or lightly. The board consulted with officials at the Dare County Health Department, along with social service workers, group leaders across North Carolina, and statewide Lions. Tournament organizers expressed concern that the safety of our participant and volunteers could not be guaranteed due to the large number of people who typically attend the event. To host an event of this magnitude takes months of planning, preparation, and fundraising, said PID Gwen White, executive director of the VIP fishing tournament. While we are deeply disappointed with the decision to cancel the event for a second year in a row, we must keep the health of everyone involved foremost in our concerns. Billed as the world's largest fishing tournament for the blind and visually impaired, the event typically attracts more than 900 participants and volunteers from North Carolina, along with visually impaired participants from seven other states and Canada. Donate to NCLI today. You can make a difference today. Did you know that pledge cards are available at Camp Dogwood? You can give a one-time, quarterly, or a monthly donation. If each line in North Carolina gave $1 a month for a year, $62,868 would be added to the program budget. If each line in North Carolina gave $5 a month for a year, $314,340 would be added to the program budget. If each line in North Carolina gave $10 a month for a year, $628,680 would be added to the program budget. These donations will purchase a lot of white canes, glasses, eye exams, and camper fees. If you are interested in filling out a pledge card, send an email to Tammy at nclionsinc.org. Let's step up and serve in this time of need. Kindness Matters Service Awards are now available. Now clubs have the opportunity to be recognized for an outstanding project in one of our global causes that you accomplished last year through the new Kindness Matters Service Award. Please visit the LCI Kindness Matters Service Award page to learn how your club can be recognized. Nominations are now open. Have your club nominated to receive the recognition it deserves. 2021/2022 Midwinter Convention Planning. Lions of Districts 31N and 31S, this is just a brief update on planning for the 2021-2022 Districts 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention, which will be in person. The event is scheduled for January 14th and 15th, 2022, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. More information on meals will be coming soon, but the room rate has been secured at $89 for a standard room and $119 for an oceanfront room, plus applicable taxes. These rates are good 3 days before and 3 days after the convention for Lions who want to combine the convention with a mini vacation. The convention ad form is available on the district's website. We look forward to seeing everyone again. District 31S, 2021-2022 State Leaders Chosen. NCLI Positions, PDG Lion Wayne Faber, Camp Dogwood, PDG Lion Ron Beltran, Fellowships and Partners, and PDG Lion Robert Carroll, Volunteers. Council of Governors, Lion Gary Elliott, Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, Lion John Lind, Information Technology, PDG Lion Herb Justice, Lion Bill Graham, Leader Dog, and PID Lion Gwen White, State Convention. In memory of Charles W. Higgins, December 12, 1931 to July 19, 2021. Mr. Charles W. Huggins, better known as Woody, age 89 of Lumberton, North Carolina, passed away on Monday, July 19, 2021, at Southeastern Hospice House in Lumberton, North Carolina. He was born in Scotland County, North Carolina, on December 12, 1931, to the late Charlie Eddie Huggins and the late Marcy Anna Osborne. He retired as a lab technician for CPL Power Company after many years. Woody was a veteran of the U.S. Army, having served during the Korean War, and he received the Silver Star Medal and the Bronze Star for Valor. He was a member of the Lions Club for 57 years, having served as District Governor of District 31F, now 31N, 1990-91, and President of North Carolina Lions Incorporated from 1997-98. Among the various distinguished awards received as a Lion on both the state and local level, he was named a Jack Stickley Fellow a William L. Woolard Partner in Service, and a Melvin Jones Fellow. He also served as a councilman for the city of Lumberton for 12 years. Along with his parents, he was preceded in death by his wife, Mary Frances Moody Huggins, a daughter, Mary Joanna Huggins, two brothers, Harley James Huggins and Cecil Huggins, three sisters, Pearly Wilson, Frances Copeland, and Etha Mae Alford, and a great-grandson, Owen Charles Britt. He is survived by his daughter, Woody Lynn Huggins Nye of Lumberton, North Carolina, two grandchildren, Kelly Britt and husband Jared and Jeffrey Nye, and wife Brooke, all of Lumberton, North Carolina, two great-grandchildren, Easton Nye and Olivia Reese Britt, a special friend, Maudie Mae Campbell of Lumberton, North Carolina, and his loving dog, Oliver. A graveside service was held on July 22nd at 11 a.m. at Meadowbrook Cemetery in Lumberton, North Carolina. Following the service, the family received friends and loved ones at the graveside. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, P.O. Box 127, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450. D.G. Oxendine visits Wake Forest Lions Club. District Governor Randy Oxendine recently attended the annual awards and officer installation banquet of the Wake Forest Lions Club. The 2021-22 officers for the club are Lions Glenda Grant, President, Glenn Day, First Vice President and Treasurer, Linda Day, Second Vice President, Joe Rizzo, Secretary, Jim Tobolsky, Past President, Bob Wenger, Lion Tamer, Carolyn Buttermore, 2-year Board, Cynthia Rizzo, Membership, Larry Mangel, LCIF Coordinator, and Arlene Kameni, Tail Twister. International President Douglas X. Alexander. This is a Lions Club International biography. Accomplished people from around the world have led our great association in its more than 100-year history. While each international president brings their unique perspective and expertise to Lions Club International, there has, and always will be, a single constant that unites all Lions: service. With this as a guide, each president is committed to helping clubs increase their service and, as a result, their impact on our local and global communities. As a Lion for more than 35 years, International President Douglas X. Alexander has always led with his heart. His career and his life have been defined by family, a passion for service, and a dedication to inspiring leadership and kindness in those around him for the benefit of their communities. Lions are a family like no other, and with our hearts united in service, we will lift up our communities all over the world. Because in times of great need, only a greater passion for service can make the world a better place for all people. President Alexander's programs and initiatives will focus on 4 key priorities for Lions Clubs International that are critical to our mission of service. 1, building our capacity to serve. 2, supporting our global foundation, LCIF. 3, putting our hearts into our service. And 4, communicating with our communities and each other. Douglas X. Alexander, from Brooklyn, New York, was elected to serve as International President of Lions Club International at the Association's 103rd International Convention, June 25th through June 29th of 2021. President Alexander is a retired vice president for J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, a member of the Brooklyn-Bedford-Stuyvesant Lions Club since 1984. He has held many offices within the association, including club president, zone chair, region chair, vice district governor, cabinet secretary, cabinet treasurer, and DGE group leader. He also served as a Lions iBank transporter, a member of the District and Multiple District PDG Association, a trustee of the New York State and Bermuda Lions Foundation, and was appointed as the Lions representative to UNICEF New York from 2012 to 2014. He has served on the USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum Planning and Host Committees and has been a presenter at several USA Canada forums. In recognition of his service to the association, he has received numerous awards, including the Club Lion of the Year, Club President's Award, the Robert J. Uplinger Service Award, several District Governor Appreciation Awards, and the Multiple District Membership Growth Award. He is also the recipient of numerous International President's Certificates of Appreciation, 7 International President's Awards, and the Ambassador of Goodwill Award, the highest honor the association bestows upon its members. He is a Dr. Franklin G. Mason Fellow, a W.P. Woods Fellow, and a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. In addition to his Lions activities, President Alexander is active in numerous professional and community organizations. He has served as chairperson of the advisory board for the New York Urban League and as a board member of the St. Francis de Sales School for the Deaf. He is also a recipient of the Congressional Record Award. President Alexander has 2 daughters, and his partner in service, Shabiki Kazavan, is a Lion and a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. July Lion of the Month, PDG Barbara Beltran. Her club is North Raleigh Lions Club. Her college, Arizona State University. Her partner or spouse is PDG Ron Beltran. Best day as a Lion, volunteering at the VIP fishing tournament. Worst day as a Lion, recovering from marching in the International Convention Parade in Japan. Actually, it was another best day, as I received a happy coat from a Lion from Japan, and marching was fun. I just needed the rest from being tired. Really, there isn't a worse day. Favorite quote or saying? We can accomplish more together. Many hands make for less work. What drives you crazy? Procrastination, with an exclamation point. What makes you happy? Lions and the good feeling from helping others. Favorite book? Anything written by Nora Roberts. I am a hopeless romantic. Favorite movie? Disney's Mulan. Favorite color? Cranberry. Favorite food? Pastas. What do you do for fun? Lions activities, walking, reading, and traveling. Whom do you admire and why? P.D. Lacey Presnell, P.I.D. Gwen White, and PDG Ron Beltran for all of their knowledge and guidance in Lionism, and especially Ron for doing lots of my work for me. What are your Lions goals? To help others and to find new people interested in becoming a Lion. From DG Randy Oxendine, PDG Barbara has done an exemplary job as the District 31S Cabinet Secretary. She does an exceptional job and is a role model for other Lions. She is a friend to her fellow Lions and is always willing to help them without being asked. I am so lucky to have her on our District 31S team. Great job, PDG Barbara. Here's a message from LCIF, from Dr. Yong-Yul Choi, chairperson of the Lions Club International Foundation. Dear Lion, welcome to a new Lion year. I am thrilled to be starting my new role as chairperson of LCIF and look forward to what accomplishments the year will bring. We are now in the final phase of Campaign 100, and we are making history with LCIF's largest fundraising initiative to date. Let's continue to build on that success as LCIF supports Lions in one of the biggest comebacks the world has ever seen. As we work hard to move past the COVID-19 pandemic and continue to support our Lions in the areas of vision, youth, disaster relief, humanitarian, diabetes, childhood cancer, hunger, and environment, let's remember why we do it. We do it because we have a world in need. There are people in every corner of the earth depending on Lions, depending on LCIF. Let's make this the most successful year yet. Here's a message from Jerome Thompson, the past International Director, GAT Constitutional Area 1 leader. Thank you for your service to your club and district. Together we have generated momentum which will carry us as we strive to serve more, engage more members, and develop more leaders. The 2021-22 Global Action Team Chairperson for Multiple District 31 is PCC Garner Andrews of the Alpharetta Lions Club. Lion Garner can be contacted at liongarner18l at gmail.com or 770-367-4027. Can you believe that 1 month has passed so quickly? However, the Lions of Constitutional Area 1, U.S. and affiliates, Bermuda and Bahamas, rode the wave of momentum from June into a record-breaking July. While in the past we have averaged losing more than 1,650 members in July, this year your hard work led us to a membership gain of 373. Also, 7 new clubs were added in July. Thank you. LCIF helps save lives in IP Alexander's beloved home community. Desperate need. That's one way to describe the situation in Brooklyn, New York, Bedford Stuyvesant neighborhood, which happens to be home to International President Douglas X. Alexander. Historically, a disadvantaged neighborhood, Bed-Stuy, as it's known to locals, needed an ambulance, residents often waiting 45 minutes for help to arrive. With demand outpacing resources, people were dying. Eager to help, emergency medical technicians James Rocky Robinson and Joe Perez launched Bedford Stuyvesant Volunteer Ambulance Corps, or the BSVAC, with a single used vehicle. Passionate about improving outcomes, the duo worked tirelessly to bring average emergency response time below 4 minutes. It's no wonder countless lives were saved through BSVAC, which provided service at no charge to those without insurance. All was good, briefly. Then the lone ambulance began needing costly repairs. As a volunteer squad, PSVAC could barely afford fuel, let alone a new ambulance. Enter IP Alexander's home club, Brooklyn Bedford Stuyvesant Lions Club. Learning of BSVAC's mission, club members began buying gas and tires for the ambulance, but more was needed. That's when the idea of a brand new ambulance was talked about at a club meeting. But how would their club raise $50,000? It got very quiet in the room, said IP Alexander. But then members started to pledge $500, $1,000. Then they realized that they could apply for an LCIF grant. A new life-saving ambulance that once seemed an unreachable goal could soon become a reality. LCIF awarded the Brooklyn Bedford Stuyvesant Lions Club a $17,500 grant. It was a very proud day in Bedford Stuy, said IP Alexander, of the day the Lions presented the new ambulance to BSVAC. With a modern ambulance and volunteer heroes dedicated to saving neighbors' lives, Bed-Stuy was suddenly safer. In addition to emergency medical services, BSVAC is a training facility, training first responders of all ages, from teaching children to how to administer first aid and perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation, to an EMT training program. More than 2,000 local residents have learned to deliver these critical services, hundreds going on to become professional EMTs, nurses, paramedics, and doctors. We started mainly to save lives, said BSVAC Commanding Officer Antoine Robinson, son of the late Rocky Robinson. But we also wanted to change lives, people on welfare who have no way out, no connections to plug into. We give them opportunity. BSVAC is now more of a life-changing, career-starting organization. When we serve together, our hearts beat stronger, said IP Alexander. Together, LCIF and dedicated Bed-Stuy Lions have created deep and lasting change in a beloved community. Wake Forest Lions making masks. The Wake Forest Lions Club is making masks with the Lions logo on them for $5 each. Anyone wanting to purchase a mask can contact Lion Glenda Grant directly by email at happylady_28@hotmail.com. Again, that's Glenda Grant at happylady_28@hotmail.com. You may also contact any other member of the Wake Forest Lions Club. Peace Poster Contest now underway. The 2021-22 Peace Poster Contest is underway. Kits for local participants are available now. It is recommended that clubs who want to participate get their kits immediately and start visiting schools to discuss the planning time in advance for the autumn 2022 sessions with the teachers and sponsors. The deadline to purchase kits from Lions Club International headquarters is October 1st of this year. The postmark deadline for a club to send one winning poster per contest sponsored to the district governor is November 1st, 2021. The postmark deadline for the district governor to send one winning district poster to the multiple district council chairperson is December 1st, 2021. The postmark deadline for the multiple district council chairperson to send one winning poster to the brand and marketing strategy department at Lions Club International is December 15, 2021. International winners will be notified by February 1, 2022. The 2021-22 theme is We Are All Connected. Each kit contains one official club contest guide and rules, an official school or youth group contest guide and rules, a participant flyer, stickers to place on the back of winning posters, certificates for the contest winner and the school or youth group. Please contact Lion Jane Watson, District and State Peace Poster Contest Chair, for information, questions, or concerns at attorneywatson@yahoo.com. Again, that's Lion Jane Watson at attorneywatson@yahoo.com or 919-539-1998. North Carolina Lions Mini Mobile Screening Van. The North Carolina Lions Eye Screening Program is excited to introduce our new Mini Mobile Screening Van. We want to thank the Foundation for the Carolinas Grant Program for providing the funding for the van and eye screening equipment, as well as Lion Neil Alexander for making the grant possible. Our goal is to eventually have a fully equipped van in each of the 5 North Carolina Lions districts. By having a screening van in each district, it will allow us to perform 5 times as many screenings as we are currently doing in a cost-efficient way. As you can see from the van wrap, we are putting an emphasis on early childhood screenings by expanding our partnership with the National Lions Kids Sight Program so that we can catch eye problems early in a child's life. We will also continue to screen adults and seniors as always. Thank you for all your support of North Carolina Lions Incorporated and all the great things you do as Lions in your communities. Stay safe and healthy. Amazon Smile donations. Amazon Smile is a simple and automatic way for you to support a charity of your choice every time you shop at no cost to you. Lions Club International Foundation recently received a quarterly donation of $1,098.84 thanks to customers shopping at smile.amazon.com. To date, Amazon Smile has donated a total of $14,682.69 to Lions Club International Foundation. When you are shopping at smile.amazon.com, you'll find the exact same low prices, vast selection, and convenient shopping experiences as you do at amazon.com, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of the purchase price to your selected charity. Here is a bio, if you will, of Lacey M. Presnell, Jr., educator and Lion, written by Lion John Michener. Edenton Lions met the evening of June 14, 2021, to celebrate service to the hearing and visually impaired. Our slowed pace of life from COVID-19 restrictions, for our own good, is falling aside. We are becoming cautiously happier each day. Excitement abounds as awards will be announced, officers installed, and a guest speaker welcomed and toasted. The keynote speaker for the evening was PID Lion Lacey M. Presnell, Jr. Lion Lacey graduated from Elon College in 1951. He taught a combined 5th and 6th grade class from 1951 to 53 in Goldston. 42 students became 46 over 9 months. In September 1955, he began his doctoral program as one of the first 12 males admitted to the Women's College of UNC Greensboro, obtaining his master's degree in 1956. He finished his doctorate at UNC Chapel Hill. He was a young school principal for 7 years and eventually became a school system superintendent in Asheboro, North Carolina, from 1960 to 69, while coaching girls basketball. Lyon Lacy also worked with distinction at the North Carolina Public Department of Public Instruction. Simultaneously with his school career, Presnell launched his avocation as a Lyon. In 1950 to 1951, Lacy and his dad worked a sweetheart deal to join the Bennett's Lions Club, paying $5 for the two of them. Bennett, in Chatham County, North Carolina, has a population of 292, plus or minus a few squirrels and rabbits. Straight away, Lacy devised another sweetheart deal when Miss Esther Stewart of Ramsar, North Carolina, became his wife in July of 1950. She became his partner in meeting lions near and far, and she was well known for her homemade rum cakes, ice cream, and peanut brittle. I knew none of this when I first met Lacy on January 14, 2012, in Enfield, North Carolina. He was a great speaker. Lacy addressed the charter members of the Enfield Lions Club with encouragement, humor, and wisdom. I and others were present to assist by listening and learning. Consider one story Presnell shared that night. Three people among the 269 blind folk employed by Lions in the Raleigh area were deaf, blind, and deaf. This trio had developed their own unique way of communicating. The story was told of a blind person conversing with a bus driver with a private language of gestures, which they had developed between themselves over time. How do you inform the driver that you want to go to the barber shop and not the beauty shop? Observers at the bus stop were quite puzzled because a few of the gestures used otherwise has unpleasant connotations. How to clarify? Presnell's point in Enfield, and since, is that the ingenuity of blind people and others of goodwill can put smiles on people's faces and songs in their hearts. He reminded all that the sighted and the blind have far more in common than they realize. We accomplish more together than either can do alone. Lions are to be a brother to all of mankind. Or, in the words he would use later, you are my brother or sister by another mother. Lyon Lacy's remarks were well received also because he had arrived early and attended the director's meeting, did a lot of listening, and was very impressed by the proper planning at hand. Edenton President Lyon Jim Hodges reviewed the COVID-19 saga of 2021. He noted the remarkable resourcefulness and willingness of members who met goals through a letter campaign to support Brighter Visions. Camp Dogwood sales exceeded 3 books per member. Lyon's meet and greet solicitations at retail sites garnered major money for the Salvation Army. Gumball machines were well supported too. In March 2020, public education shifted to virtual modes of learning. Still, Lyons did more than 300 spot vision screenings in Chowan and Perquimans County schools accurately and safely. Spring 2021 saw applicants for the One Lyon Scholarship awarded annually to a Holmes High School senior become more numerous than in years past. Lyons revised their budget and dug deeper into their own pockets to create new scholarships for the class of 2021. 4 more scholarships than usual were awarded. 3 grants of $1,000 each and 2 grants of $500 each were awarded to Holmes High School seniors. The club gained 2 new members, a small pride of Lyons responding well to adversity. Touched by Presnell's remarks as to why he was a Lyon, President Hodges declared himself quite impressed by the enthusiasm, energy, and stamina of a gentleman 92 years young. Rightly so. This writer learned that Presnell returned home safely the morning of June 15, 2021, in his super-duper 2010 Black Ford Escape, which has the nickname of Esther's Yard Sale Special. Lyon Sarah Williams was named Lyon of the Year. Lyon of the Year is a person willing to accept a leadership position in the club. Steady support for the Spot Vision program through thick and thin, plus setting up the Zoom account for virtual meetings during the COVID-19 pandemic, resulted in Lyon Sarah being chosen as Lyon of the Year. Lyon Sarah, a UNC graduate, is a history major who finished in December of 1981. She loved health sciences, so her first job was in Chapel Hill in January of 82. In time, she returned to the state of North Carolina and now is a spark plug with the Smart Start Partnership Children's Program in Chowan and Perquimans counties. Lion Lacey informed President Jim that 5 Edenton Lions were eligible for outstanding service awards. Lion Bill Hicks, Craig Miller, Jack Parker, Gary Swanner, and Jay Swicegood. Lion Jim Hodges was thanked for his leadership as president, following Lion Earl Willis, who has served July 20 to December 20. The club liked this split leadership so much that it has decided to do it again for the 2021-22 year. In closing, we remembered that vision is the art of seeing the invisible. Let no preventable blindness happen on your watch. Leader Dogs for the Blind. Our orientation and mobility training program is designed to personalize and accelerate your O&M training, offering you the opportunity to learn and to enhance mobility skills at no cost to you. Whether or not you plan to get a guide dog, our O&M program will expand your existing travel skills and help you to feel confident in your daily travel. If you want to talk to a leader dog team member about whether O&M training is a good fit for you, what training would be like, or you wish to discuss your application, give us a call at 248-651-9011 or toll free at 888-777-5332. The application process consists of a form application, medical and vision information, character references, and short video demonstrating your independent travel skills. Once you're approved for the program, we will get in touch with you to select class dates. In order to begin your application review, all required items must be completed and submitted to your client services coordinator. These items include the application for training, medical history and vision evaluation forms, consent to release information, and a video demonstrating independent travel skills. The curriculum at Leader Dogs for the Blind is designed to be practical and flexible in order to address the unique circumstances of each client. We provide a variety of learning options based upon your individual needs and goals during our one-week program. Our clients enjoy comfortable accommodations in the Polk Residence and Training Center in a private room equipped with a small refrigerator, television, internet access, temperature controls, and immediate access to a secure outdoor area. The facility is furnished with multiple lounges, a fitness center, and a library with books on tape, braille materials, and computers with internet access. Our kitchen staff prepares all meals and will accommodate any dietary restrictions, and our residence staff is on hand to serve the needs of clients above and beyond orientation and mobility instruction. Orientation and mobility training will help you develop or relearn the skills and concepts you need to travel safely and independently within your home environment and in the community. You will work one-on-one with certified orientation and mobility specialists who will tailor your instruction to you. Training will focus on many areas of orientation and mobility, including using a white cane, utilizing a human guide, using orientation skills and cardinal directions, i.e. north, south, east, west, to know where you want to go, and how to get there, solving problems along your route, such as barriers and crowds, etc., crossing streets safely, reorienting yourself, and shopping, soliciting assistance when needed, and more. Training takes place in a wide variety of environments, such as residential, semi-business, business, city, and county settings. The majority of instruction takes place outdoors, with the remainder focusing on how to navigate elevators, escalators, and moving sidewalks. Training is personalized to meet each client's needs. Typically, class runs Monday through Friday, with Saturday and Sunday reserved as travel days. The general daily schedule is as follows: 7:30 a.m. breakfast, 8:30 a.m. training, a break at 11:15, lunch at 12, training again at 1 o'clock, a break at 3:30, and then dinner at 5:30. Training sessions take place over the course of several hours or more, and 2 to 4 lessons are provided during that time with short rest breaks in between each lesson. There is also an optional night lesson. Plan a hunger project. More than 11% of all people face the global effects of chronic hunger, and half of those impacted are children under the age of 5. But this season, we can make a difference that lasts through the holidays and beyond. Hunger Service Project Planners can help you organize life-changing projects like a food collection or direct food service for those in need. Download your Hunger Project Planner today and learn more about how Lions are improving food security and what your club can do to help. NC Lions pin for sale. State pins are now available for promoting the Lions of North Carolina and showing that we are proud of what we do. Pins are $2 each. You can contact past District Governor Lion Dale Dupree for more information. His email is lion100pdg@gmail.com. While staying out of the pandemic, service is our mission. Knowing what a relief it is to get back to normal, it is also time to renew our allegiance to the Lions Club. You are aware of our Lions motto, we serve. Now it is time to renew your passion to making this world better for those in need. We have all been restricted in what we can do during the pandemic. Now we are all getting back to somewhat normal. In making your Lions Club plans for this Lions year, I urge you to perform the Lions Service Project you have successfully done in the past and step up to new Lions Service challenges. The main tenets of service for Lions are service to the visually impaired and for the prevention of blindness, services to combat hunger, services to enhance and improve the environment, services to combat pediatric cancer, services to help those with diabetes, and to promote the prevention of diabetes. Each of these service needs cover a wide range of activities that would advance their mission. When Lions International ventured into making river blindness in Africa a thing of the past, a successful project, both efforts of preventing blindness and the environment were greatly enhanced. You may wish to enter efforts for service in our community that touch and improve conditions for every one of many of these challenges in our own community. Specific ideas for service include, but are not limited to, working with elementary children with the kids' sight machines. If you do not have this machine, contact your district governor to find a Lions Club in your area that owns one who can and will help your club get involved. Volunteering in the schools for aiding reading with youngsters who need reading assistance. Providing age-appropriate books for elementary schools. Feed the Hungry program led by your club or participating in another club's hunger project. Working with a food bank. Trash retrieval. NCDOT seeks assistance on the roadways. Contact your county health service department and learn what needs are lacking and where your club can fill the void. Sponsor a scout troop. Provide transportation services for VIPs, Meals on Wheels, or any other number of projects that are needed of service in your county. As our district governor stated, borrowing from a quote from the past, we must be prepared to step out of our comfort zone or be prepared to find we have done nothing. Be assured this is not including your fundraising projects. As district governor, I found that when I posed the question of what serves a club fulfilled, I often heard services a club fulfilled, I often heard about fundraisers. Fundraising projects are critical to your club's ability to perform services for your club, district, NCLI, and LCI. But these efforts are not service projects. It is also imperative that you report the results of Lions Hours and what you completed to the district and LCI when you embark on a new service area, as well as the current service areas. We will all enjoy reading about your club in the district newsletter, so report your successes. I believe in the work of what we do as Lions in our district and in North Carolina. There remains many needs in our communities, and we are the source for service for conquering those needs. Service is both our mission and our joy. Let's prepare to take our mission of service to new heights as we bust out of the pandemic. LCIF Diabetes Grant Program. The Lions Club International Foundation, or LCIF, Diabetes Grant Program offers financial support to Lions who seek to improve diabetes awareness, prevention, and management initiatives in their communities. Lions are eligible to apply for grant funding up to $250,000 for impactful projects that enhance and expand diabetes camps, support comprehensive diabetes screening events, increase access to high-quality health facilities that provide diabetes services, and improve the knowledge of healthcare professionals. Lions are encouraged to partner with diabetes organizations within their district to achieve this goal. In 2017, Lions Club International celebrated its centennial year of service as an organization by adopting diabetes as one of its new global causes. A strategy was developed along with this new call to action in order to guide Lions Club's members to provide service within the areas of diabetes in the best possible ways. This strategy highlights the following vision and goals for Lions' work within diabetes. Vision: reduce the prevalence of diabetes and improve the quality of life for those diagnosed. Goals: educate Lions and their communities about diabetes and prediabetes. Develop community environments that inspire and support healthy lifestyles. Increase access to diabetes care, medication, and diagnostic equipment. Increase coordination and support in the implementation of national diabetes policies and plans. The LCIF Diabetes Grant has an expansive reach, one that will help Lions interested in having a social impact on the diabetes epidemic. LCIF's diabetes focus will be placed on large-scale diabetes prevention, management, awareness, and service projects that have the potential to improve the health of a community. More specifically, the diabetes program will support projects that fall within these intervention areas. The NCDOT now has a Lions Club tag. Show others that you are proud to be a Lion. The next time you renew your vehicle tag, consider ordering one with the Lions Club International logo. For more information, visit the NCDMV website. All right, well, it really looks like we have run out of time for today's episode of the Not Lions newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.